Welcome to our new podcast, Hot and Bothered, with me, Sarah Jane Dunn.
And me, Rhian Sugden. This podcast is our exploration of all things to do with sex and taboos, and we will give you a little bit of an insight into our lives as OnlyFans creators.
And this week, we are talking all about sexting.
Yeah.
So let's start with our Hot and Botherds this week. Do you want to go first?
So my hot is quite a boring one, actually, but I've gardening.
Oh, I love a bit of gardening.
It's my new thing. I've recently moved into a bigger house with a bigger garden, and you want to see my greenery.
I do.
It's so. I've planted so many bulbs last year and just thought, I don't have a clue what I'm doing.
And if they come up?
Oh my God, it looks so good.
Oh.
So I'm like that. I'm a bit like an old woman now. Every morning I get up and I have a cup of tea and I'm just pacing up and down my garden
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, you're new.
Satisfying though, isn't it?
It's so satisfying. And I'm just, I'm loving it. Charlie Good. Dimmock, eat your heart out because I'm coming to get you.
Bothered?
My bothered this week, well, I actually had a phone call about you with this. Phone call with you about this,
yes.
Even. Last week is the comments on online newspaper articles.
Oh,
my God.
I don't even go there.
Well, I stupidly made a mistake of doing this after our first podcast was released.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. And I fell down a rabbit hole. And I just need to say to people, if you're one of these people out there that actually comments on the Daily Mail, you really have to address yourself, because I even wrote down some of the comments and I'm actually so traumatized by them that I can't even tell you what some of them are. But one of them specifically said, wouldn't even bother raping her. What kind of comment is that?
That is...
Like, so, surely someone's moderating these things.
Well, clearly people aren't if there are comments like that on there.
So it's just sent me under a bit, and I'm just really bothered by it. And there's got to be something put in place at some point that gets these banned, don't you think?
Like,
it's so.
I think with any social,
odd.
Like social media, with the comments, with anything like that, there has to be something in place to protect people. And ultimately, you end up reading comments, and there might be, 10 amazing comments and one horrendous
one,
and it's
sticks.
That one that will stick with you.
And I was so upset. I was in the car, wasn't I, having a meltdown to you. I was like, oh my God, I'm going under. And I kind of removed myself from the public eye last year with IVF and everything like that. And I've brought myself back into it with this podcast.
Yeah.
And it was simply just me and Oliver that went out for lunch. And pictures, and they were just ripping into us.
Trolls
and I was like,
crawled
oh
out
my
from
God.
Under their rocks.
Yeah, so that's got me really.
Ignore the haters.
I know.
Many more nice people.
I need to
out
stop
there.
Reading them, but
yes,
you're right.
You
go
do.
Go on. What's yours? What's your hot and bothered?
My hot and bothered sort of go hand in hand. So my hot was that I got to have a gorgeous weekend with three of my best mates, and it was a spa weekend. We've had it planned for ages and ages, and I say three of my best mates, one of them unfortunately couldn't make it, so there was three of us in total. But it was just so lovely to go and switch off, and when you're with people that you can really be yourself with, and you can sort of like unfiltered, and you can forget about everything, and we've all got children now, so it was really nice to be without children.
Mummy's day out.
Well, I mean, we all made it to midnight, which we were really surprised about, because I was like, we're
going
to be asleep
good going.
By 9 o'clock.
That is good going.
Just chatting, just like verbal diarrhea, basically catching up. So that was gorgeous. However, my bothered is that I had a massage. Like, part of the spa day was this massage, and it was rubbish.
Oh.
I know. I hate that. When I was so looking forward to it, and it was so precious, and it's not
no
something
happy
that
ending.
I do.
Is that why it disappointed?
No happy ending. Someone walked in. Someone walked in and was like, oh, so I wasn't in it. It felt like the therapist didn't know what she was doing. And I just didn't relax. I didn't enjoy it. So that I was a bit annoyed about that.
That's a shame.
Hey ho.
Hey ho.
So this week we are going to be delving into the world of sexting, sending sexy text messages, phone sex, that kind of thing. Is that something you have ever participated in?
Well, it might surprise a lot of people that I have never actually sent a sexy text message. I mean, we've all been guilty of sending the odd picture, I think. Don't get me wrong, I've received several sex text messages. Mm-hmm. But annoyingly, a few years ago, when you Googled sexting, my name would come up.
Really?
As the original sexter.
And I just like to
put
it,
I invented sexting. Let me just put the record straight. I have never sent one sexy text message, and I wouldn't know how to.
No, this is the thing that I'm like, what, how, what do you say? What do you put? Like, how does that come about? How does the conversation start?
I guess everyone gets a bit more bravado when they're texting. So
yeah,
maybe a bit more flirtier. But when I've Googled what sext texting means, I have never sent filth like that, let me tell you. I've received a lot of filth. And from married men, funnily enough.
Yes.
But it's never been reciprocated. And I just wanted to just iron that little
good
thing out there.
Yeah, so we're not sexters. Because I've never really done it either.
No.
No, I think it's more, you know, I've probably sent flirty or sort of messages with connotations.
And a wink face.
Yeah, when you start dating and, you know, when I first met my husband and we were dating. But I wouldn't know what to put in a sexy text. I would feel awkward.
Yeah, it's not arousing either.
No.
I can't imagine getting, like when people say, what are you wearing? My pyjamas.
Like, yeah, your default.
How do I describe what I'm wearing in a sexy manner? Or what can they possibly say to you that's going to turn you on over a text message?
Yeah, maybe it works more for men than women because, you know, for men, I guess the idea of women wearing maybe underwear and suspenders
maybe.
And things like that. But then you're not ever going to be knocking around the house just in like, oh, I just happened to have like some suspenders on.
What have you got on this morning?
My trackies. Wow. I'm in my trackies again. Yeah, what my husband calls my uniform, the outfit that is my go-to.
Yeah.
So, I just don't...
It's a strange one. But when I got with my husband, we swapped pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have this thing like... Because obviously I've always done Instagram and OnlyFans. So he would always say, can I have an exclusive? So I would always take a picture of this just for his eyes so that he knew that nobody else had seen it. So we liked to send each other exclusives, but it was never like full-on vagina pictures. I would never send a vagina picture. And
I'd be worried about them getting lifted as well and going in the cloud. The cloud? Where does the cloud go?
Well, we should go into the cloud.
I don't want to go in the cloud,
because
but yes,
a lot of people have had stuff stolen from the cloud, including myself.
Really?
Well, it just goes so much deeper into the cloud than we want to go in. But yeah, I've had pictures that have been stolen from my cloud and they've actually like airbrushed a vagina on them. Like,
what?
I'm naked. And I genuinely have not sent these pictures. And I'm not moaning about it because it's a tiny vagina. So, but they're not mine. But it looks like they're all mine. Or like, I take a lot of pictures in the bath and in the bath, they've been leaked and there's like, but
the they've like drawn
filthy
things onto it.
Well, I don't think it's, I think they've like morphed
so
another vagina onto
isn't
it.
Isn't it bizarre?
And it's just so
understand.
Weird.
Who has the time to do these things?
Men at home, like fiddling and patchworking vaginas together.
Yeah, it's really creepy. But I think, and then the sexting as in like with words. So text, sexting, images, like we're just discussing. And then there's phone sex as well.
Oh my God.
Which again is... another one that I don't think I'd feel comfortable.
I'm just never feeling up for it when I'm on the phone. I can't answer the phone at the best of times. The amount of times I see my phone ring and I'm just staring at it, being like, "Nope, it'll stop in a minute."
Not
and then I text, and then I text people, and go, "Did you just ring?"
I remember this.
I always do it, so I can't imagine someone ringing me to get fruity over the phone.
But what about with FaceTime and Zoom and things like that? And I imagine that happened a lot during lockdown with people that couldn't be together. And have you seen the scene in Emily in Paris? Actually,
I've not actually seen Emily in Paris.
I've watched a bit of it, and there's quite a funny scene in there where she's living in Paris and her fella's still in America, and they have a bit of FaceTime, start, you know, getting suggestive on FaceTime and start having a little play, and then he climaxes, she hasn't. And the next minute he's fallen asleep. So she's left on the end of this FaceTime call like, oh. So I just don't know how you'd be satisfied from that.
I can't. It's not for me.
But there are a lot of people that enjoy it. So I sort of did a survey on sexting, phone sex, and a lot of people take part in it. A lot of people enjoy it. Would you consider it cheating or would you...
Sexting?
Yes. Yeah, so 100%. Imagine you saw something. Yeah. Same, 100%. I've been the same.
Yeah.
I did a survey though, and survey says
that
most, like, actually it was quite split. So it was like a 60-40. So like 60% of people
think that it's cheating.
But 40% were like, yeah, it's just harmless flirting. So
Wowza.
I know. And that shocked me because I would have thought it would have been, yes, it's cheating, and maybe like a really low percentage of.
So
no,
this
no,
40%
no, it's fine.
Of people are okay with their partners, just like.
Would be happy finding that.
No.
Apparently so, but.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe it's the people that are doing it. They're like, yeah, yeah, it's just
harmless. Yeah, it's them that are up to it. Yeah. They're like, oh, it's fine. I'm doing absolutely
I'm not doing anything
wrong.
I'm just sending sexy messages.
What's your take on dick pics?
No, thank you. I'm okay, thank you. No.
No more of those,
no, please. Stop sending them to me.
I have had my fair share of dick pictures. Oh, my God. A lot of celebrity peen pics as well.
Really?
Oh, my God. I could make an anonymous book.
We
not that
way,
revenge porn,
this.
Blah, blah, blah. I know all that. Yeah. But there's some...
What, that have just been sent to your phone or sent, like, via social media or...
No, that have been sent to my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And how does that come about? Is that like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then, boom, here you go. Here's my penis.
Well...
Check this out.
Yeah, kind of. I think when they get horny, they're just like, ping, are you up? Well, no, but somebody clearly is.
What do they expect you to do with that, though?
I've never looked at a picture like that and been, wow, I'm really impressed and turned on by that.
Oh, I'm horny now.
Please send me another one. They're just
They're not for me. And we get a lot of them, don't we, on OnlyFans? But like we said previously, they're pixelated, so we don't have to see them.
Do you get the odd one sliding to your DMs on Instagram, though?
Yeah, but I don't go into my DMs on Instagram for that very reason anymore, because I was getting quite threatening messages and I just went, I'm not doing it. Like the comments. I just feel like if I take myself away from that and I pretend that those people don't exist, I'm in a much happier place, so I don't go there anymore.
I need to take a leaf out of that book, I think.
Mm. But yeah, they're not for me. And again, maybe it's, if as a woman, if you sent a man a picture of you naked or legs akimbo or whatever, that might be a massive turn on for them, but I don't think it works.
What an awful image that would be.
But they may get off on that.
I can't, oh my God.
Maybe I'm generalising, but
I can't imagine like trying to take a picture like that, like sat on a mirror of some kind. God, it would be awful. Nobody wants to see that.
It's like when you do an examination of yourself. I don't want to be sending that to anyone. No one needs to see that. Thank you very much.
I wonder how sexting / phone sex was back in the day, like when people just had landlines.
Back in the day, like when I was younger.
Exactly.
Makes me sound
exactly
ancient.
Back in the day when you...
Thank you very much. Well, I used to have, not that I like partook in phone sex, but I used to have, when I was still living at my mum and dad's and I was younger, I had my own landline installed. So I was working from being age 14 and I was, you know, I think it was when I turned 16 or 17 and at the age when you're going out with your mates all the time and we had mobile phones then, but it, you know, not everyone had them and they weren't as common and you didn't have picture messages and things like that on them. And my mum was like, why don't you have your own phone line? Then your mates can just ring your phone. You can pay for it because you're earning away.
That's well posh that you had your own little landline.
How fun is that? So I had my own landline installed. So I had this like, you know, the phones that used to light up when they rang. It was one of those.
Do you remember Dream Phone?
Yes.
Did you ever play Dream Phone when you were younger?
Oh my God, yeah.
Hey, it's Cody speaking. Was that you?
That was
hey,
me.
Sarah
speaking. Yeah. And I had that. And I had a boyfriend, my first like serious boyfriend when I was 17. And he used to be able to ring me on my own phone. So it meant you didn't get that horrendous moment where you're on the phone and then someone, you know, your dad picks it up downstairs. Sarah, you're on the phone. Get off the bloody phone. So yeah, it was...
So you had your own direct line.
Own little landline.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I could speak to him all night. And
oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
We weren't rich enough for a landline at all. I remember having boyfriends when I was younger and I'd have to meet them like at the end of the road. And if they weren't there... say quarter past, you'd wait 10 minutes and then that'd be it.
And then that
relationship's
be it.
Over.
Yeah, he's not turned up.
Oh, bye then.
It's funny because it's so now, everyone's got phones, haven't they? Everyone's got FaceTime. Everyone's got some form of being connected to people all the time.
Yeah.
Social media, texting, photo messages, sexting, sending silly gifts like we do all the time.
That's how we communicate.
That's how we communicate, yeah.
But it's dangerous. Sticking back to the sexting, it's dangerous, like the Snapchat, isn't it? And I think there's an influx.
I'm not up to speed with Snapchat, but I think it's
before our time. I think, again, it's an age thing for us. We've missed that generation, but there's so many kids that are getting like the sexting through the Snapchat, aren't they? Because they can send pictures and it's just been and gone. And I've seen quite a few in the news recently where young girls have had their pictures leaked.
I think they don't realise the connotations of sending an image that is, you know, in some way explicit.
Yeah, it's just too easy to do.
It's too easy to do. And also, I would worry, and I'm glad that we didn't have that when we were younger, but I would worry being a young girl or a young guy, feeling pressured to send those messages. You know, maybe if you're in a relationship, or you know what kids are like, if they're like, oh, you, why don't you send that? Are you frigid? Or I think it's a really scary, horrible place for younger people to be and to have that, and to not realise that, you know, that message that they might send a picture of the boobs to the boyfriend and then suddenly that gets picked up and it's all around the school. And
yeah,
it's awful, isn't it?
I'm so glad we didn't live through that, you know.
Yeah, same.
I'm glad I didn't have a mobile phone until I was like 16, 17.
I would just say to anyone, do not feel pressured.
Don't
ever send
boobs.
Messages. Do not do it. Keep them private.
Yeah.
I feel like the other thing with sexting is the concern that you might accidentally send that message to the wrong person. And I asked,
how would that ever happen though?
Well, it's happened.
But
let me tell you.
Like, if I'm sexting Oliver, I'm not going to accidentally send it to you by mistake.
But what if you've got like a tab open with me on WhatsApp and you're messaging me and then you flip back and you're messaging Oliver, and then like sometimes you do send the wrong message. I've not sent a sex to the wrong person or at all.
Slagging the wrong person off. Oh,
yeah.
She's a bitch.
Or just, you know, you send it and you go, and it's gone to the wrong. But imagine if that's like a dick pic, or, you know, an explanation of what you want to do to your partner later that night, or, you know, the sex session you had the morning before.
Is that what you're going to shock me with now?
So many stories of people sending like explicit pictures to their like mother-in-law or to their sister or like to their dad. Imagine sending a message and it going to like one of your parents or grandparents or something.
Have you got any more information? Was it like pictures or just messages?
It was pictures. One was like a really explicit message about a wife and her hubby and what they'd done that morning, and how she was like, oh, I loved how you like nibbled my nipples or something. And then she'd send it like to a boss or something.
Oh my god,
just, can you imagine? I would die. I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh my god,
I'd be like trying to recall
you'd
the
have to
message
quit your job.
Yeah, you'd just have to leave the country, wouldn't you?
That'd be awful.
Or would you just own it and be like, well, you know, this is what I did.
You can't own that with your boss,
can you not?
No. Imagine walking into work, good morning. Yes.
Very yes, you good did morning, have a good morning, didn't you?
Oh god, that'd be awful. I do actually have a story about long distance relationships slash sexting slash phone sex, because I don't know many people that have actually had phone sex and enjoyed it, but I know someone who is going out with somebody who is in a different country.
Ah.
So this has been going on for like six months. And obviously with them being so far apart, they have regular phone sex and she loves it. So she's got a wee vibe. I think we spoke about it in
sex toy episode. Yeah, we did.
So they can be controlled from a different, well, wherever in the world, really.
Yeah.
So if he's zoned into her app, he can like turn her on with the wee vibe.
And that does it for her. Does that work for
her? They're loving it. Like, and they're still like new, because I don't think they've met in person that many times. So it's all like honeymoon period over Skype. And I've spoke to her about it and she said that it's mainly like face to face, but sometimes they send each other filthy messages through the day, get each other revved up for the evening, and then plug in the
Wii. But then they're not even together, so it's all this like pent up sexual frustration, and then you're not even together.
No, but he's like there in Wii vibe form.
In Wii vibe form.
I wonder if he's got anything.
Same, though, is it?
I wonder if he's got like, this is where they need to bring in the 3D
virtual reality.
That's can got you... to be a thing soon, surely, where you can imagine your partner is there.
I think it is, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm sure you can like do virtual reality and watch porn.
I think you can, but like there's got to be a way of being together on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's invent like that. Trademark
invent it
right
okay,
now.
Let's do it.
That's ours.
I'm going to read you some more of these messages that people have sent to the wrong people,
because the
sexting, because they're hilarious. This one made me laugh. So this guy was trying to type, I'm gonna lick your pussy, to whoever he was.
You said that to me with really seductive eyes then.
I'm going to lick your pussy. Actually, what he sent though was, I'm going to kick your puppy. That's got a whole different sort of. Yeah, you're not turning her on there. You're really pissing her off. Yeah.
I'd actually lol more at the second the second bit.
One guy was like, every time he gets pissed, he sends dick pics to his mates, which I find a little bit peculiar.
What for?
I don't know. But he was like, don't know why I do it, but every time I get pissed, I send dick pics to my mates, which is unusual. Like,
this is just random, but that just made me think of it, that if I was a male and was in the position to send a dick pic, I'd like to get those little googly eyes. Do you know, and just stick them on the end, like, to make it... I would be more, like... I'd find
you just
that,
want to make it funny.
I would find that better than just getting an unsolicited dick pic. How funny would it be if it just came with a pair of googly eyes on the end, like, looking at you? That's much more entertaining, don't you
it's
think? Much,
it's not a turn-on, but it's more entertaining.
It shows you've got humour, and I'd be like,
don't go in
wow.
your inbox now when you've said that. You know what you're going to be getting in your inbox.
I'm going to get loads of googly-eyed dick pics, aren't I?
One girl sent a sex that was supposed to go to her boyfriend, but she'd send it to the taxi driver of the taxi she just got out of.
Oh,
clearly, no. She just had his number up, which is amazing. And football manager's wife... There are so many. Boyfriend's dad. Someone sent a picture of her bits and pieces to her actual dad.
No.
One guy sent a dick pic to his daughter.
No.
By accident. This is what terrifies me. This is why I'm not doing it or want to get involved, because just the thought of sending it to the wrong group. Imagine it sending it to like a whole WhatsApp group.
But I can't help but think if we sent a picture... Not just we as in me and you. I mean, like, girls, I can't help but think that they're going to get shared amongst a WhatsApp group anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, even girls, I've done it back in the day where I've been sent a picture and I've been like, oh, look at this.
Look at this. Yeah.
So that's another thing that puts the fear of God in me. Like, I can't.
And you can't stop that, can you?
I don't.
You send a picture to a guy and he's like, hey, look at my missus or look at this bird that I'm with.
Yeah.
And then everyone's had a little look.
Everyone's, which is really weird for us to say, because I mean, our boobs are all over our OnlyFans, but I'm talking about Lady Gardens.
Yeah, it's more the explicit stuff that people sort of assume is on
the
OnlyFans.
Bum holes.
Oh, that just, it's not for me. That's what I'm going to say about sexting and all of that and phone sex.
No, unfortunately, it's not for me either. I'd like to give it a go properly. But I think we're past that now. In a relationship with... If I just sent Oliver a filthy text message now, I'd be like, are you okay?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Are you all right? Is everything okay?
Yeah. I think it would catch my husband, completely off guard.
Do it now. Just send him a message now. Should we just send them a message? Should we just send them a dirty message now and be like...
See, what are you going to put?
I don't know.
You send one to Oliver and I'll send one to John. What are we going to put?
Let's conjure up a dirty message.
He won't be like, my husband's been on a stag do all weekend, so he's either absolutely fast asleep or he's
that
horny.
That's so funny. So,
right. This is going to go one way or the other.
Let's attempt our first sex.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you.
I was going to put, dear husband. It doesn't work, does it?
I'm going, hey, you.
I'm just copying you. I'm going, hey.
Fancy. No. See, this is what it would be like, isn't it?
I just want to... Like, the last message I sent to my husband was Moira from Schitt's Creek going, hold me. So that's my version of sexting, you know.
Hey, you, how's about we have some nookie in the kitchen later?
Oh, she's got a new kitchen. Ooh. She's using it.
Maybe over the dining table.
Ooh.
Wink. Aubergine sent.
Did you actually send it? Let me
see. Yeah, I sent it.
I just now want to wait for his response.
Right, we'll just have to. So, tell us a confession. Have we got any confessions?
I've got,
and then we'll
confession. Yeah, okay. I've got a confession. One lovely lady sent me through a full story. So this was about sexting, and I'll read you what happened. So she was on the train on a morning commute to work and was messaging her partner at the time, but was also messaging her manager to discuss what time the catch-up should be that day before a meeting. So, see, two message boxes open at the same time. Sent my partner a message saying that the vibrating nipple clamps we used last night were amazing. I also talked about how great his tongue action was and that I couldn't wait to get home and wanted him to come in my mouth. And even added a tiger grrr in there somewhere. And as soon as I hit send, I realised what I'd done. I went into panic mode. I messaged my manager and said, obviously that wasn't meant for you. I'm mortified. I'm so sorry. And he didn't respond, which is even worse.
Oh my.
But I could see that the messages had been delivered on iMessage. So she got to work, called a friend who had to come down and calm her down because she was sat outside work, too ashamed to go in, couldn't face him. And she said she immediately went into the sort of, I just need to resign. Like, I just need to finish this job because I couldn't face going in there. And finally, she thought, I'm just going to have to do this and follow his lead if he brings it up. Later that day, she had a meeting with him and he didn't acknowledge the messages at all. And she was too scared to bring it up. So it was sort of really awkward until 3 days later. It was the day before Valentine's Day. And her friend was asking her if he should get his new girlfriend something. And what did I think he should get her? And at that point, her manager walked past the desk and just said, I hear vibrating nipple clamps are good. And they both just sort of totally lolled. And then the ice is broken. And 4 years later, they still work together and have a right laugh about it. I mean, so that's got a nice ending.
That's quite a nice way of breaking it in. Oh my God, how embarrassing.
But how embarrassing for both of them. Because as the manager, it's just, it's the elephant in the room, isn't it? It's that awkward, like, we both know what's happened. Who's going to broach the subject? So that's quite a good way of going.
Yeah. Lol. At least it softened the blow a little bit.
I would die though.
I've got a reply.
Have you?
He's just put okay banana emoji. Oh, and now he's just sent a peach.
Oh, a peach.
I mean, that's the extent of
banana
my sexting.
And, peach.
And that
there
is
we go.
Why we don't sext.
Emoji central.
I'm just going to text him back saying you failed.
At you sexting. Failed the challenge.
So there you go.
Well, I think we can round it off there, can't
that's,
we then?
That's that.
That
so
covers sexting
the end
for
of
us.
That episode.
But thank you so much for listening in and we will see you next week.
Yep, and if you're enjoying this pod, please do leave us a review and give us a follow on your favourite podcast app.
See you next week.
Bye now.